The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Talk Live, the toll-free number where you can join us is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. And, of course, you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Renee.
And Johnson.
Coming up, Johnson, you're going to be telling us about a woman who did not have sex before marriage.
Yep.
And turned out after she got married, the sexy part didn't really work out very well. Is that my understanding?
Am I
right about that? We'll talk more about that here. We'll talk about it. And you can join us as well to bring up whatever's on your mind. For those of you just tuning in, we started out earlier in the show, actually in the first hour of the program, talking about Donald Trump's plan to, this big claim that he's been making that Mexico, he's going to make Mexico pay for a wall. Well, how's he going to do that? Well, now he has actually come out with...
We've got a plan. It is the best plan that you've ever heard of.
It's huge.
It's huge.
Yeah. So he's come out with this, and his plan is to restrict remittances to Mexico, meaning stop Western Union, stop MoneyGram from being able to send money from the United States into Mexico. Basically prohibit that, and then the idea would be that that would put the squeeze on the Mexican government because the Mexican people would not be receiving however many billions of dollars in remittance payments that they're receiving from family members and friends who are living here in the United States. So this has been one of his big campaign claims, and even Barack Obama has mocked this, claiming, quote, "The notion that we're going to track every Western Union bit of money that's being sent to Mexico, good luck with that," says Barack Obama.
Right.
Although it would seem like, you know, if the government tells Western Union and MoneyGram, hey, you can't send money to Mexico anymore from the United States, then they'll obey. I mean, they're obedient companies who will do as they are told. So I don't know. I think that that's probably something that could happen. Whether or not Donald Trump on his own could, modify
it. They'll just send it to Western Union or some other branch in another country and then send it to Mexico.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
We complied.
Right. Or there's also Bitcoin, which, of course, is the best way to get around Western Union, and MoneyGram, which allows you to send money directly to people anywhere in the world for next to no cost. Cristobal Alex, president of the Latino Victory Fund, blasted the idea as, quote, a very dangerous and unrealistic proposal, saying further, quote, this is nothing but another attack against immigrants that would have devastating consequences for Latinos and Americans overall, endangering our economy, democracy, foreign policy, and security, unquote. Throughout the campaign, Trump has claimed he could build this proposed U.S.-Mexican barrier for about $8 billion, a figure that numerous experts have described as dubious because of the costs and other obstacles to building a lengthy, impenetrable concrete barrier through numerous jurisdictions. Trump's proposal to pay for such a wall is also fraught with challenges. Although there is a shortcut in the Administrative Procedure Act that allows for interim regulations that take effect immediately without going through the regular public notice and comment process, there are limitations on that authority. Based on the process for changes laid out in the Federal Register, Trump, as president, could potentially invoke a change by making the argument that illegal immigration is an emergency that must be addressed immediately or is a threat to public health or safety. But such a rule would presumably apply to limiting wire transfer, canceling visas, or raising visa fees, not about directly limiting immigration. And that could make it harder for Trump to argue that any of those criteria meet the exceptions, according to some experts. After reviewing Trump's proposal, one expert on immigration law says he's skeptical. Stuart Anderson from the National Foundation for American Policy in Virginia said, quote, Trump is giving an extremely broad definition of this section of the Patriot Act and what it allows, and it would surely be litigated. It would be a large expansion beyond what the text reads. Further, he said Trump's memo also leaves unaddressed how normal financial transactions across borders would be affected and whether there would be an overly aggressive federal intrusion into the growing number of financial transactions that take place over the Internet. And so that's a good question. You know, if Trump was able to restrict remittances, which, again, are money transfers, my understanding, so going to Western Union, telling them I want to send money to Mexico and then sending that money through this money transmitter. Well, what if you just want to cut a check? Would that also, you know, are they going
right.
to stop that?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, money transfers or remittances are nice because they tend to operate quickly.
Yeah.
So you pay a higher fee and it can be there within, you know, a few hours. Whereas a check, it's going to take a few days to clear. But would they stop all business, period, from being done from businesses in the U.S. to Mexico? Of course not.
Right.
You couldn't do that. You can't stop the flow of business across that border. There's just too much that relies on it. Too many industries. There's farms down there, you know, plantations that are providing food for the United States. You know, everything from food products and other products are manufactured down there. Vehicles are manufactured down there. You're holding up product of Mexico, and then it's actually in French after that. But you're holding up raspberries.
Produit du Mexique.
Yeah, yeah. You're holding up raspberries here, product of Mexico.
Yeah.
So that's another good question. With the compelling,
it'd probably be like Producto del Mexico.
With the subject line compelling Mexico to pay for the wall, the memo is the latest attempt by the Republican presidential frontrunner to offer more specifics about his proposal at a time when he faces tough headwinds, including a potential loss to Cruz on Tuesday in Wisconsin's Republican primary. I guess that's happening right now. I don't know what the status of that is. I haven't looked today.
And raspberries are already too expensive. We don't need the price of raspberries to go
right?
up anymore.
Yeah, if you got to ship them from further away, it's got to be more expensive. The memo includes rationales for a number of potential intimidation tactics, including increased trade tariffs, the cancellation of visas, and higher fees for border crossing cards. But at the core of Trump's approach is the focus on the remittances of illegal immigrants, which he argues are crucial to Mexican economic stability and are a way of pressuring the country to disburse billions of dollars to the United States to fund the construction of the wall. His official immigration plan, released last year, featured a pledge to, quote, impound all remittance payments from illegal wages, unquote, and to hike fees on temporary visas, among other actions, but didn't go into further detail. Starting on day one, Trump writes, he would issue a warning to Mexico that unless it pays his desired amount, this is extortion,
right?
He will promulgate a new federal provision that would lead to a sweeping confiscation of funds sent by Mexicans in the United States who lack documentation of their so-called lawful presence. On day two, Trump continued, Mexico...
Well, that's interesting. So now he's talking about taking money directly from them.
That is what he's saying. Yeah, you're right. Mexico will immediately protest, he says, but he would declare that Mexico must choose between the enforcement of his provision or acquiescing. To explain how he would have standing to pursue his aggressive strategy, he cites a provision of code in federal regulations that sets the standards for financial institutions in identifying their customers, called the Know Your Customer provisions and the anti-money laundering code. That provision, he says, makes it possible for the executive branch to issue detailed regulations on the subject, claiming that he would have authority as president to just simply, you know, declare to diktat on this, that he wouldn't have to go through Congress. And Trump writes, quote, if the Mexican government will contribute X billion to the United States to pay for the wall, the Trump administration will not promulgate the final rule and the regulation will not go into effect. Many academics and economists have said that Trump's notion of impounding remittances could have devastating consequences, harming poor communities and families who rely on funds from abroad to provide food and shelter. Trump
will probably have a huge negative impact on the economy overall. I've thought that part of the thing besides the housing crisis, besides the thing, you know, the predatory lending that kicked off the housing crisis, but that wouldn't have necessarily even been kicked off. Like the bubble would still be going. Because that bubble was supported by the fact that there was constant growth in the United States, population growth, which was stopped when suddenly the immigrants said, we're not coming to your country anymore.
After the crackdown in different
states. Yeah, more Mexicans are leaving now than coming in. So what happened was the growth stopped. the population growth in the United States stops shooting up.
There goes your bubble.
And there goes your bubble because there's no reason for property values to keep going up because the demand went down.
Our toll-free number allows you to join us here. It's 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the mistake of not having sex before marriage. I think it's a huge mistake, and one woman might agree. And Johnson, you'll tell us about it.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-975-5269. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-975-5269. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-975-5269. That's 1-800-975-5269.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. And you can join us on the radio here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype on into the show. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Changing gears completely here, going from Trump and immigration, which you can still comment on if you want to join us. You're certainly welcome to do that. Trump and his plan to force Mexico to pay for a border wall, to the personal, to a story that, Johnson, you wanted to share with us about a woman who chose to not have sex before she got married.
Well, yeah, and it's because of, you know, religious upbringing.
Usually
which,
is.
You know, and I've said this for a while, that I think that it's, and it's not in all cases, but in a lot of cases, that kind of indoctrination can be very damaging. And this is a story of exactly how damaging it can be, that type of upbringing. It can be, you know, it just causes so much harm to people, to, you know, have this kind of, socially conservative but driven by ignorance sort of mindset.
Mm.
You know, willful, you know, just, yeah, do what I say because it's tradition. It's traditionalism is essentially what it is. It's not even necessarily a religious upbringing, but a traditionalist upbringing, I think, that causes these sort of issues. So, the story continues. Growing up in a Christian home...
Where's it coming from, by the way?
It's coming from... sorry, I didn't take it.
Just always curious.
MSN.
Okay, very good.
So, Microsoft News. Growing up in a Christian home, I was raised to view my virginity as almost as important as my salvation. It was my most precious possession, to be guarded at all costs.
God.
And the loss of it before marital bliss was possibly the most shameful thing that could have possibly happened to me. I took those warnings to heart. It's difficult to understand if you didn't grow up in the church, but the focus on purity before marriage is so pervasive in many Christian circles that I didn't even question it. Of course, I would wait until marriage. How could I think of doing anything else? It would be hard, but if
it's what Jesus wants.
But if I didn't, I'd regret it for the rest of my life, or so I was told. When I was 15, I signed the pledge to wait to have sex until marriage. Yes, there was a physical piece of paper that I, along with several of my peers, signed at church youth group after a discussion about premarital abstinence. My parents gave me a purity ring the following year, even though I knew that they had lived together for several years before getting married. I never thought of them as being hypocritical, but rather I believe that they did their best to keep me from making the same mistakes that they had made in their youth. They were, after all, very different people now. In response to the many warnings about premarital sex from my church, parents, and elsewhere, I embraced an extreme. I restricted my dating life to a handful of guys in college and beyond, and I even decided to refrain from kissing the man who would become my husband until our wedding day.
Wow.
We were dating...
Well, because kissing leads to sex, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
We were dating for almost exactly a year before we got engaged, and we were engaged for 5 months before we got married. The fact that my husband and I shared our first kiss at the altar usually gets plenty of incredulous gasps. How on earth can you know if you're sexually compatible with this man if you've never even kissed him?
Yes, how on earth?
People would ask me.
Great question.
Isn't that something that you should know before you say, I do? To be honest, I never really worried about marrying someone I was sexually incompatible with, since everyone flat out assured me that sex would be glorious once it was done within the confines of marriage.
Oh my.
I did sometimes think about my decision to not to kiss, wondering if there would be a spark there or not, but my fiancé was on board with waiting, so I figured it wouldn't be a problem. I laugh now at my naivete.
Oh, man.
The nearly constant judgment and expectations from my parents, grandparents, siblings, friends, and acquaintances wore on me. I was tired of feeling like a black sheep or even a leper, always on the defensive, having to explain myself, so eventually I just stopped telling people about our decision altogether. The sexual tension between my fiancé and I certainly didn't make keeping our lips apart or our hands off of each other easy, but we had both decided that we wanted to honor each other and honor our God.
Are you allowed to, I mean, look, not that you would know, Johnson, but to anyone out there who was raised in this particular belief system of that you can't even kiss the person, you know, that you're interested in, that you want to get together with. Can you snuggle? Is that allowed? Or do you have to have separate beds completely? Because snuggling...
Oh, I'm sure they probably have separate beds.
Yeah. So that's what I would guess.
I would guess that they probably could snuggle, well, you know, like on the couch or something like that, but I'm sure that they would have had separate beds.
It does seem that the level of ridiculousness this woman is explaining would certainly lead you to, I think, to make the fair assumption that they did not sleep together.
Right.
Because, you know, if she's saying there was sexual tension, then that would lead toward that tension possibly breaking and, you know, someone touching another person.
So she says, we've both decided that we wanted to honor each other and honor our God. And so, for us, the sacrifice was worth it. We were looking forward to sharing that intimacy once we were married. I innocently assumed that all of that work on both our parts to remain chaste would pay off with a hot, passionate sex life after we finally said, I do. I assumed this because no one had ever told me differently. Neither of us had any personal experience. We hadn't had any candid talks to other married friends, and I hadn't even really had an adequate sex education class in school. Despite my repeated and direct questions about what to expect on the wedding night, the best advice I got from my trusted friends, family, and even doctors was always along the lines of, it'll all work out, don't worry, you'll figure it out, or my personal favorite, sex within marriage is great. Let's just say things didn't work out as planned. There was a problem.
Oh, my.
I was diagnosed with vaginismus shortly after returning from the honeymoon.
That doesn't sound good.
After a week of tears and pain and frustration, this meant I had involuntary contractions of the pelvic muscles that made sex extremely painful or even impossible.
Painful spasmodic contraction of the vagina in response to physical contact or pressure, especially in sexual intercourse, meaning...
Yep.
That was very painful for
extremely
her.
Extremely painful.
So beyond just the normal pain of losing your virginity.
Right. Well, permanently. This is a permanent this is a condition that's...
Oh, my God.
So, well, I don't know if permanently, but certainly long-lasting.
I'll find out more about it here.
What followed were the darkest few months of my life. After talking to doctors and therapists, I began to realize that decades of saving myself had subconsciously convinced me that sex was actually bad, something to be avoided and not thought about. And now that it was good, my body didn't know what to do because it had spent so many years of not letting itself get too excited around the members of the opposite sex.
Did it mention earlier, and I just missed it, how old she was when she got married?
No, it didn't. She said something about 15 starting relationship, but I don't know.
All right.
Young.
We'll continue here. The toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. The huge mistake of not having sex before marriage, this lady found out the hard way. And if you want to share your experience, please do. It's Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
December 7th.
1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Vaginismus.
Yep.
Is what the lady in the article you're reading that she wrote.
I'm just going to back up and recap a little bit with what she had said there.
Yeah, vaginismus. Sometimes called vaginism, according to Wikipedia, is a condition that affects a woman's ability to engage in vaginal penetration, including sexual intercourse, manual penetration, insertion of tampons or menstrual cups, and the penetration involved in gynecological examinations. This is the result of an involuntary vaginal muscle spasm, which makes any kind of vaginal penetration painful or impossible. While there is a lack of evidence to definitively identify which muscle is responsible for the spasm, the pubocagus muscle, I'm butchering that, sometimes referred to as the PC muscle, is most often suggested. Other muscles such as the levator ani, bulba cavernosus, circumvaginal, and paravaginal muscles have also been suggested. A woman with vaginismus does not consciously control the spasm. The vaginismic reflex can be compared to the response of the eye shutting when an object comes toward it.
Yeah.
The severity of vaginismus, as well as... pain during penetration, except with more pain, right? When your eye shuts, it's not necessarily painful. This is apparently quite painful. As well as the pain during penetration, including sexual penetration, varies from woman to woman. So we've got a woman here who's written an article about her religious upbringing, ultra-religious, saying that, you know, it would be glorious if she would just wait for until she gets married to have sex, and then sex will just be fantastic after that.
Bad idea.
And turns out the first time she tries to have sex, it's tremendously painful because, well, she has this problem, which go ahead and
for
jump
a
back.
Week. I mean, she says for a week. So, like, she comes back from her honeymoon. She's diagnosed with vaginismus after a week of tears and pain and frustration. She had involuntary contractions of pelvic muscles, making sex painful or even impossible in some cases. And so she says what followed were the darkest few months of her life. And after talking with doctors and therapists, I began to realize that decades of saving myself had subconsciously convinced me that sex had is actually bad, something to be avoided and not thought about, and now that it was good, my body didn't know what to do because it had spent so many years not letting itself get too excited around members of the opposite sex. In fact, vaginismus can be caused by overly rigid parenting, unbalanced religious teaching, i.e. sex is bad, and inadequate sex education.
So this is a mental issue?
I guess maybe partially, that there's partially a mental component. But it seems like also just maybe, you know, those muscles not being in use and suddenly being used, it could be that sort of component to it as
okay.
well.
Okay, yeah.
So she says, as I came to a more realistic understanding of the difficult road ahead if I wanted to overcome my diagnosis, I fell deeper and deeper into depression. Ever more convinced
because
that my
she'd been
utter
told
failure
this was
going to
be some sort of glorious, wonderful experience, and then it was the complete opposite of that. It was probably terrifying.
And she, you know, has this impression that she's suddenly somehow a failure as a woman and as a wife.
Oh.
You know, because she can't have sex. My friends were not any more helpful after the wedding than they were before the wedding. I can't really blame them, though. What do you say to someone who's been waiting their whole life to experience such a basic human need and now isn't physically able to do so? It's hard to find words to address such a challenging situation. As I thought...
Oh, I can only imagine the things that people would have said to her, like, well, at least Jesus cares about you. Like, what does someone say to a situation like that?
You know,
these ultra-religious people who had talked her into this.
It's actually funny. I just had a side thought that, you know, I'm sure, I bet a cure for this, medical marijuana.
Could be.
I bet. I wouldn't put, you know, it seems like something that would just, that seems to me like such a basic, simple, would probably be a solution.
Or especially
that the gel, the cannabis, you know, the THC gel or whatever that's supposed to, you know,
what is it,
lube? There's a THC lube. No,
wow.
It's like a miracle thing. It's like supposed to be prevent. It's supposed to help women who can't orgasm. It like totally changes.
Oh my
gosh! Yeah.
Huh. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, I'll have to look that up.
Yeah.
But so she continues to say, as I fought to find time on the calendar and money in the budget for daily physical therapy and weekly counseling, I found myself becoming enraged with everyone around me, my husband, my family, my friends, and most of all, God. The injustice of it was more than I could bear. I had worked so hard to remain a virgin for my husband, and now that I was married, I was rewarded with nothing but stress and anxiety. Sadly, I'm not alone. I'm reaching out and sharing my story more, and I'm realizing that this problem and others like it are vastly common in the Christian church. We spend so much time teaching teenagers to avoid intimate interactions that by the time they're married, they've been conditioned to react against intimacy. Of course, this doesn't happen 100% of the time, but it is far more prevalent than it should be.
Interesting. I wonder how common it is.
Yeah. That statistic would be.
I wonder how common it is and people won't talk about it, right? Because, you know, if this is happening to somebody, especially someone who's ultra-religious, they're not likely to discuss it with their friends.
Yep.
You know, because you don't talk about sex in those circles,
right,
do you?
Exactly.
I mean, I understand that Renee, who's here with us here tonight from Anarchy After Dark, I understand women talk about sex just sort of as a thing, but do ultra-religious women talk about it like your average woman does? I suspect not.
I always find it funny that this happens very frequently when I read an article, that the thing that you say is like the next paragraph. So she says the very next paragraph, The S word, sex, is completely taboo in many Christian circles. Kids are told to avoid it until they're married. And that's very often the end of the conversation. So mm-hmm. it's exactly right. What you're saying is exactly right. What she says is happening in these Christian circles. She says, what if we started speaking frankly about sex, as our secular counterparts do? What if we started talking frankly about the mechanics and the pleasure of sex? What if we shared amusing tales of awkward first times? What if we candidly discussed the psychological effects that sex has on your brain? I'm not saying that pastors should start preaching this stuff from the pulpit. There is a time and a place for everything, but I don't think that all of these nitty-gritty details are appropriate there. But they are appropriate to discuss in Christian circles, with mentors in discipleship groups, or with trusted friends. But if Christians truly believe that sex is a gift from God to married couples, it's time they started talking about this gift in more than hushed tones and cryptic euphemisms. If I had it to do again, I still would have waited. For all of my struggles, I do not regret being raised in a Christian home, and I still have a strong faith. But I would have encouraged and even demanded open conversations about the many good aspects of sex and intimacy, rather than being told over and over again to simply avoid it until marriage. When you're a teenager, the until marriage part is easy to get lost, leaving you with a warped and unhealthy view of intimacy. If I had it to do again, I would have asked for a more balanced perspective. I would have made sure that I was fully informed so that I could truly make my choice my own rather than just doing what I was told.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's shocking.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's just, you know, I think that type of just closed-minded, being closed-minded about anything, especially just to support some tradition, is, you know, I find myself, it's just one of the things that I find myself most disgusted by in life is how so many people worship traditions and worship traditionalism over rationality and reason. You know, like, why don't you think about the consequences of your actions just for a second, you know?
Primary vaginismus is a woman is said to have it when she's unable to have penetrative sex or experience vaginal penetration without pain, commonly discovered in teenage girls and women in their early 20s, as this is when many girls and young women in the Western world first attempt to use tampons, have penetrative sex, or undergo a pap smear. Women with vaginismus may be unaware of the condition until they attempt vaginal penetration, and a woman may be unaware of the reasons for her condition. A few of the main factors that may contribute include infections, like yeast infections, urinary tract infections, sexual abuse, rape, or other sexual assault, knowledge of sexual or physical abuse of others without being personally abused, fear of pain associated with penetration, chronic pain conditions, and harm avoidance behavior, any physically invasive trauma, generalized anxiety, stress, negative emotional reaction. They say here that, and also, finally, strict conservative moral education, which can also elicit negative emotions. Primary vaginismus is what they say is idiopathic. We'll tell you more. Come up.
Free Talk Live is having a huge sale on ads. If you have a local business, contact this station. They'll help you out. But if you do business nationally through a website, a brand, or a call center, Free Talk Live ads are 66% off until April 16th. I can't give you the rates here, but I can tell you the packages are as low as $500. We're on 170 plus stations. We do endorsements. And we have a big old online audience. Contact Mark at freetalklive.com. We've never had a sale this big. Mark at freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. but you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Join us on the radio here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about a pretty serious personal issue, and that is sexual repression, specifically by organized religion.
Physical damage caused by sexual repression.
Yeah. The damage specifically in this case is called vaginismus, and I'd never heard of it before.
Right.
Renee, had you ever come across or heard anything about vaginismus previously?
No, I had not. But sounds terrible.
Yeah, it absolutely does. I mean, this woman.
Do you have a lot of really like super conservative like religious friends?
I've only really known, been friends with one ultra religious girl.
Mm-hmm. Did she sign the pledge?
The purity pledge.
I don't know. Her parents owned kind of like a church. I don't know if it was actually a church, but like some sort of, what do you call like the groups and stuff?
Well, there's usually a youth group within
a that's
church.
It. Her dad was a pastor or something. So.
Right. So in this woman's case, they said it was a purity ring, but they did sign some sort of pledge.
Yeah, there's a purity pledge and a purity ring.
Okay.
That's common. And it's like, it's almost like the girl gets married with her father sometimes. Like they have these, like, I've seen this like really creepy show that like talks all about these.
Right.
Like when the girls like go through the pledge with their dad and then they dance and it's like, oh, it's really weird.
And the photos taken.
My perspective, you know.
Have you seen like the album that somebody put on Facebook?
You know, there's like some album somewhere of these purity pledge. With
it looks really weird too.
It's
like
really
weird.
The looks on their faces. Anyway, so she had taken this purity pledge. She had gotten the purity ring, and she was under this belief system that had been transferred to her by her religious brothers and sisters or whatever, mm-hmm. that sex would be. It just wait.
Just wait. And then finally, on your wedding night, the first time will be so wonderful. Sex will be so wonderful. Look, even if she didn't have vaginismus,
right,
it wouldn't be wonderful.
Right.
Right. I mean, the first time for sex is always going to be awkward for people.
Right.
I mean, it's not the most complicated thing in the world, but still, there's a learning curve involved, right?
Right.
And so, but it turns out that, like, the worst case was her case, and she literally could not be penetrated. That's what vaginismus
is. And also, of course, let's trot out the old platitude. You know, God doesn't give you any tests that you can't handle, obviously.
Right? Yeah.
So, clearly, this was all part of the plan. It was in her path. God wanted her to have a vagina like a bear trap.
There's a movie about that, isn't there?
Is there? I don't know.
Called Teeth?
No.
Vagina dentata?
Nope.
I haven't seen the movie, but I do know it exists. Anyway, apparently a girl is like grows up near some sort of nuclear blast or plant or whatever, and it grows teeth down there.
That's supposedly the fictional condition is vagina dentata. It's apparently a common fear.
Oh, really?
Amongst men.
Amongst men.
Yeah.
So they say here that vaginismus is often idiopathic. And then I clicked on idiopathy because I don't really know that word. It's any disease with an unknown pathogenesis or apparently spontaneous origin, from Greek, meaning, or idios, one's own, and pathos, suffering. Idiopathy means approximately a disease of its own kind. For some medical conditions, one or more causes are somewhat understood, but in a certain percentage of people with the condition, the cause may not be readily apparent or characterized. In these cases, the origin of the condition is said to be idiopathic. With some other medical conditions, the root cause for a large percentage of all cases have not been established.
It's where medicine is still very caveman-like and like, oh, you don't know. You know, like, I hate the fact that we still live in a time where, like, medicine is mostly a mystery.
Well, sure. I think that suggests that it could be, you know, not necessarily something that she was born with, though, right? Like, this was developed.
Oh, yeah. And she says that. She says she believes that she, you know, developed this condition because of her, you know, upbringing, and she was taught to believe sex was bad. So, I mean, basically, to me, what that indicates is that basically, every time she, you know, tried, you know, every time she was getting turned on, you know, she decided to shut it down, and, you know, her vagina snapped shut like a snapdragon, you know, like a Venus flytrap, and, you know, she clamped down as hard as she possibly could, and that became the pattern.
It became her normal,
you know, like, ooh,
behavior.
I better turn off this, I better repress this feeling.
This feeling, yeah.
You know?
There's also secondary vaginismus, which occurs when a person who has previously been able to achieve penetration then later develops vaginismus. So primary meaning the first time you try penetration, you get this response. And then secondary meaning that later in life you develop that that response. Treatment, according to Wikipedia, includes the psychological. According to Warden Ogden's qualitative study on the experience of vaginismus, the three most common contributing factors are fear of painful sex, the belief that sex is wrong or shameful, which is often the case
It sounds like it's a clenching disorder to me. I mean, it seems pretty obvious. Like, you keep squeezing the muscle, you're going to over, you know, it's like going to...
You practice that.
Right. Yeah. You know, so it cramps. It's cramps.
And finally, traumatic early childhood experiences. People with vaginismus are twice as likely to have a history of childhood sexual interference and held less positive attitudes about their sexuality, whereas no correlation was noted for lack of sexual knowledge or non-sexual physical abuse. So there's also physical treatment. Often when faced with a patient having painful intercourse, a gynecologist will recommend Kegel exercises and provide some additional lubricants. Strengthening the muscles that unconsciously tighten during vaginismus may be extremely counterintuitive for some patients. Although vaginismus has not been shown to affect a person's ability to produce lubrication, thus providing lubricants may be extraneous to the actual condition.
Yeah, so it's probably a musculature disorder, you know? Like, it's just, a cramp hurts, you know? Like, have you ever had a Charlie horse in your leg? You know how much a cramp can hurt. So if that muscle is cramping, it seems to me that it would be pretty obvious that that's what's going on.
Johnson, you talk a pretty strong game for someone who does not have a vagina.
Well,
it would be worse than that,
right?
yes, but... You also have to take into account that it's not just like the inside of your knee. It's a super sensitive area in itself. So, like, imagine, and it's internal. So imagine somebody, like, rips off your fingernail, right? And then starts, like, moving something along that surface.
Yeah.
How would that feel?
No, I totally get it. So, I mean, what I'm saying is that I think that I get really bad Charlie horse cramps, you know, every so often. They wait in the middle of the night is essentially what happens. Not really in the middle of the night, but first thing in the morning, I'll wake up and I'll stretch. And when I stretch, if I stretch wrong or whatever, my calf muscle just locks up. And I have to stand on it in order to get it to stop. That's how a Charlie horse generally works. And it's awful. It's very, very painful. And so that's, you know, essentially that's what I have to do to fix it. And I can imagine that if that pain is, you know, if that pain is that bad in my calf muscle, it's going to be a lot worse in some kind of a personal genital area. I can't even imagine. I mean, the only thing I could think is that, you know, if there weren't things, you know, constantly passing through, that if it was a heterosexual male, that they would easily develop anal isthmus. That would be a problem.
Oh, man. To anyone hearing these technical difficulties, yeah. I apologize. We have developed, I don't think
I'm trying to pro my way through it, but it's, you know.
I don't think it's going out to the radio like this, thankfully, because I just think our poor stream listeners and the archive listeners are going to be suffering.
My stuttering is because my microphone was becoming like, you know, staticky robot noises or something like that.
Yeah, it's really distracting when your voice turns into...
Red leader, they're on me. I can't shake them, Luke.
Absolute garbage. So I feel sorry for this lady. Just absolutely horrible story and probably not particularly uncommon. I think that, you know, what we don't really know is how widespread this is.
Right.
Because people who are in her position of ultra-religious, being told that sex is bad outside of marriage, the people that are experiencing this vaginismus are likely not talking about it at all. If they're even talking about it with their doctor. And I suspect many of them probably aren't even talking about it with their doctor because they're so afraid of what it is.
Right.
You know, of what it means. It's horrifying.
Because, they can't have sex. That's pretty huge, you know. And, yeah. And, you know, and also, you know, you got to imagine that because this condition isn't so well known, I mean, I'm sure that there are probably going to be men and there are going to be friends and people that are going to say, oh, you're just making up excuses. You know, and that would be awful.
Please have sex before marriage so you know if you can, like, learn how sex works.
And if you're compatible.
You can know if you're sexually compatible because that can be an issue, too, where, you know, he's too big or she's too small or whatever.
And God hasn't struck anyone down for doing it so far.
Yeah. Hey, we're out of time for tonight. Don't forget to join Renee on her show, Anarchy After Dark. It's Friday nights, 10 to midnight on LRN.FM. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.